for anyone, for my soulmate here.
Now the search is done, do I find the one? Is she all I want? So I call you heart.
No, I won't ever go. I love that I can call you home. No, I won't ever go. I love that I can call you home. No, I won't ever go.
I won't ever go.
I love that I can call you home. No, I won't ever go. I love that I can call you home.
I know that I can call you home.
All right, we're back on the podcast, and I am now sitting down with a New Jersey-based singer-songwriter today. Jervs, welcome onto the podcast.
Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to have you on. We've been looking forward to this, right?
Yes.
Found the time. How's things in Jersey, brother? How you doing?
It's good. I'm right now, I'm trying to like just put the pieces together with my life. And recently in the past couple months, I've been just putting together a little project. I've been working a lot more now. And yeah, just trying to get everything prepared for when I want to drop like music or just in general, just have like my stuff prepared. I've been in that preparation stage.
Yeah, dude, that's a beautiful stage. We're going to get into your music, Voice in My Head. That album's fantastic. We'll talk about that a little bit. But before I do, I want to know, like, what got you into the journey of music for yourself? You know, did you look up to any artists? What kind of got you into it, man?
So I've always wanted to be like a singer. Back when I was younger, I always like had dreams of, you know, being an artist, making music, all these things, but I never like actually did it. I never knew when I even would start. It goes back, dude, when I was in like school, bro. I always wanted to do like the talent show. I always wanted to sing. I never did any of it though, like nothing. I didn't tell anybody I sang. I would jokingly sing to people, and not even like to them. I mean like to myself. And like, but I wouldn't be serious. I wouldn't act serious as if, but they would be like, yo, like, that was good. Like, what are you doing? Like, you should be like a singer or some shit. And I'm like, oh no, like, that's crazy. Why would you say that? You know what I mean? But yeah, no, eventually after high school, it was like 2017. I decided to pursue music and I just bought a computer and I started trying to produce on my own. I ended up making connections with people, getting in the studio, and the first album I ever dropped was Emotions, and from there I got a really, really good response. That wasn't the first thing I ever dropped. I dropped a few like singles prior to that, but yeah, dude, when you have like a bunch of people just giving you really good, nice feedback, it definitely pushes you. And from there on, I met a lot of great people and made a lot of improvements and progression. And yeah, it's been like amazing, honestly. Things just kind of like fall into place when you like really start to focus on something that you want and love. And it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, doing anything that kind of makes you feel good or really makes you feel good is beautiful, man. And to have those people push you, you never forget those people, don't you?
No. You don't. You need them too, because like, you know, stuff gets tough out there, especially in this industry.
Right. Yeah, man. Well, you're really talented. You really are, man.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your music for a bit now. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of people you got to know, I'm connected with Luya too, and you know, it's kind of cool how you guys are all aligned and connected with your label and the music you guys do. Right. How did you connect with him? I know you guys have like you have a couple tracks, but Home is one of them that's recent. That's just an awesome track.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually met Louis. It's crazy because I met Louis through another friend who I got a connection from. Like, so it all started off when I started working with Ray. I don't know if you ever heard Mixed by Ray. But he's another person that we're involved with, and he actually showed me or he introduced me to Louis. And when I first met Louis, we were like FaceTiming, and it was me, Louis, and Ray. We were on like a three-way FaceTime, and like Ray just like he left, and I was just left with like Louis, and I was like, oh, like I don't really know this guy, but dude, we had a great talk. And from there on, like we talked about working and eventually got to it. And yeah, no, he's amazing, bro. Like he's helped me improve just in so many ways. He's helped me with my music like tremendously. He's produced like so many tracks with me, along with Dakin. And I have a few friends that help me with this kind of stuff. I'm not doing this alone. So that's one thing. But yeah, when me and Louis get in the studio, bro, like a lot of good stuff happens for sure.
I can agree with that. You guys, you make magic, man.
Thank you. But yeah, Home was another track. I remember we were kind of inspired by Stay by like Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I love that track. So I wanted to like have that kind of energy. And Louis can definitely make a pop song for sure. So I had something written, and he wanted to hop on, and that's just, we just recorded in my room, and that's how Home was made. Honestly, it was, and dude, he flowed, every flow in that song that he did was one take. It was insane.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, like he just had the whole thing in his head already. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of sick. Like as an artist, like things can come to you like that, then some take a little longer, but yeah. You never think he'd be a metalhead, huh?
No, yeah, I love that. I think that's hilarious. Yeah, when I heard about that, I was like, bro, what? Like, what, this fuck? Dude was in a metal band screaming. He still implicates that into his music. He puts that scream, you'll hear it every now and then.
Yeah,
but it's funny, most of my friends honestly are like into like metal. I never was like into metal like that, but I'm always around people that like love that kind of music. So I just got like, you know, I was forced into that kind of like, I don't listen to it often, but
yeah,
I'm definitely like, you know, I'm into it now.
There you go. I love it. But, oh, I wanted to get into your latest album, Voice in My Head. And you have so many beautiful tracks on that album. What is your favorite song off that album? I like love to talk about that.
My favorite one, and I could be biased, but it's Promise. I know you said you wanted to even like get into that song, and honestly, like that song was so like perfect to me because of how I like, I don't know, I that song, every flow in that song, I just wanted it to like feel right, like every flow after the next flow, I just needed it to be like perfect. So I took my time with that song because I just wanted it to be so, like, it was just a special song to me. It holds a very nice meaning. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that one of my friends, his name is Chief. I remember he was like, yo, that song Promise. And I was like, dude, like, I don't have many people tell me that. That Promise is like one of their favorite songs. So like when he told me that, I was like, bro, I appreciate that because like I really, really put a lot of effort into that song. And it was really cool, like hearing it come to life and give me that feeling that I wanted. Cause it's hard to get that feeling sometimes from a song.
No doubt, you know? Man. Yeah. And you heard me before we went on. I said, that's my favorite song right now.
Yeah,
it is, man.
Dude, I appreciate that for real. Like that's awesome. Not a lot of people like, I don't know. They always want those like fast, up pace kind of like, yeah. You know, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't, not a lot of people. I'll just say like, I don't know. Everyone always expects like some like crazy up tempo stuff. Yeah. And I just like, I feel like I'm more of a smooth kind of guy.
Yeah. You're a romantic dude, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, it's like I connected to it because it's very heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song that I think a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
Right. And are you spiritual? Spiritual guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
A little bit, yeah. I would say I'm more spiritual than anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, your lyrics kind of gave that away a little bit, I felt. Talking past lives and stuff.
Yeah,
man. Like it's probably like I resonate with it. I think it's such a beautiful tune, and I'm going to put that in the outro actually in this episode.
Let's go.
And dude, I I think it's like for people, like I think that's the most beautiful thing where people can come to you and be like, this resonates, this connects to my story right now with whatever I'm going through. How cool is that to like be able to connect with people with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've had a lot of insane messages that I've read. And it always like puts me in this place of just like, oh, because I'm just like, dude, the messages that people have sent me, and when you read them, you're just like, ah, like how? Like they tell me like they that I saved their lives, all these things, and I'm like, bro, like I can't believe like that my music can do or impact somebody in a way like that. It just, it's weird. It's hard to like understand it because like, you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
wild to like think that like a song can like help somebody in a way like that. And I've had a lot of people share a lot of stories, and it definitely helps me like want to continue doing this for sure.
Yeah, man, that would inspire me to keep going. That's
Yeah.
so beautiful. And the cool thing is, I'm a big fan of Rick Rubin. He's you're probably familiar with Rick. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's I think he's a music producer. And from what I know, he said something like music with your own art, you do it for yourself and not others,
Right.
and then the right people will align with it after it's put out.
Right.
And man, I feel like you do that. You connect with
Thank
your own
you.
music, you know, you feel it, you know, and I think other people, the right people align with it. And dude, like I said, Promise is like one of the most fucking beautiful tracks I've listened
Thank
to.
you. That means
And
a lot.
yeah, brother, another track I want to bring up on the album is Won't Stick Around. And that was a big track for me in 2022.
Right.
There's a highway over here in Cali, the 101 near the water, and that's something I would bump like all the time, man. And it's a great track. I want you to talk about Won't Stick Around. I think it's a good one too.
Yeah. So Won't Stick Around, man. That song was the first time I ever thought of the flow. It actually was inspired by another song. I don't remember it, but I was in my backyard and I was eating a cheeseburger. I have the video of the moment I came up with the flow. It's just like sometimes I'd be recording like videos and like it's just a cheeseburger and you hear me like in it. I'm like, and I'm just like, yo, like this could be something. And so I got my friends together to help me out with it. And my boy Kevin started putting some guitars down. Luya helped with the track. And yeah, dude, they're incredible and they work so fast. And it was just all like so easy. I actually have a lot of that on film of them coming up with the guitar riff for that song. And yeah, the lyrics, they definitely, you know, speak a nice message. I don't know if a lot of people like listen to like the lyrics so like in depth when, because I don't know, a lot of my songs I love to like have a story or
Yeah.
like I have a meaning and then I build off it. Like I need to know what I'm saying before a song is written. Like I can't just like start writing lyrics and then like, you know, I'll just find out what the song's about. Like I need to know so I can build from that point. And Won't Stick Around If You Don't Want the Same Goals is a very simple lyric that I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, they, for me, I need people around me that like, you know, have ambition. They need to, you know, like inspire me and I want to inspire them. So that's something that's really important to me and I've learned is very important over the years, meeting all the people that I have. And yeah, I think your environment, like, you know, where you're spending your time and who it's with is very crucial to like, you know, who you're trying to become, you know.
Amazing. Yeah, we talk about that a lot on this podcast. You know, relationships and it's not just romantic, it's platonic, it's everyone else, right? That connects your
Right.
environment because it's going to really influence how it brings the best out of you. Either it's going to bring you up or it's going to bring you down. So for you to be
Right.
self-aware, that is huge, man.
Yeah.
Huge.
Absolutely, yeah. Being aware of things like that is, yeah, for sure.
Huge. So another question I wanted to ask you is if you could collaborate with any artist, I'd love to know who that would be. I really would.
Oh.
And it could be more than one, though. It could be
I was
more than
gonna
one.
say, like,
It could be more than one.
I mean, I have so many, but like, my dream collab literally is like Justin Bieber. He has influenced me a lot with my music, and his vocals are just insane. It's such a like a, you know, cliche, I feel like, answer, but for me, I just always like, you know, wanted to collab with him. I don't know. His music, it's inspired me too much to the point where I'm like, it's such a easy go-to answer, but it's just like, that's just who I always wanted to collab with. But other artists like Khalid, John Bellion is a huge inspiration. He really, really inspired me to like want to start making music. Actually, there's a video that after I saw it, I was like, I have to make music. Like, I can't not make music after seeing this man like just make magic so easily with he's just on the keys and he's just like coming up with these flows. And it just was so like, that's one of those moments I was like, this is what I want to do. I need that. I need to feel something like that. Like,
Yeah, it
but
could.
he's like in the background, I feel like, a lot too. You know, no one knows about John Bellion that much.
Yeah, he's super talented. He's got a great voice. Those are great choices. All of them are a vibe. And I'm a big JB guy. Fucking love JB's music. What track of his would you say is like your favorite? What's kind of like what's
Dude, no one even knows it, bro.
Oh,
You can't do
come on.
this to me.
Oh, let's go.
Oh,
No,
bro,
I might
it's
know.
called
I might know.
no, dude, it's on YouTube
Oh.
and it's not even dropped. It's called Alone. It's so good,
Really?
bro. Like, I don't know how or like where someone, I don't know like how it got. I don't know. He just never released it or something, but it's just on YouTube. It's not even under his page or anything. Like, some person just like posted this, and it's just amazing. It's an incredible song. It's one of my favorites. I put it on, and me and my friend Kevin just go crazy, bro, every time, bro. It's so fire.
You're gonna have people looking it up now after
Literally,
listening
I was like, yo, I was trying
to
to gatekeep
this. Let's
that
go. That's interesting, you know, that there are some that are not released that are fucking good. That's
one.
interesting, right? You think so?
If I had to say something that is out,
Yeah. Yeah.
we got the Purpose album here.
Right. Purpose was definitely a legendary album. I think Justice is like top notch too,
I
for
love
sure.
Justice too.
Right.
I love Changes too.
Yeah.
I'll go with one on Changes.
Okay.
Habitual is so fire.
Absolutely.
And ETA. I love ETA.
Yes.
Yeah,
He
those are vibes.
yeah, no, that's sick, dude. I think that I think Somebody off Justice is an incredible song too.
Somebody.
Somebody. And then, you know, he's pretty vulnerable with his tunes, and I feel like you are too. That's why I see how you guys resonate. It's that vulnerability where people can connect to it. I fucking love that.
Right. Yeah,
Right?
thank you, dude.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
So, what else is going on? So you said you're making new music, right? Are you doing anything as far as like touring or like what's your next step as far as your journey with music right now?
So I got like really, really held back in I think it was 2023. So a lot of like crazy, crazy shit happened. I can't really speak about it. But it was like a huge shift in my life. Like a really, really big change. And I had to kind of like step back and look at everything in front of me and be like, okay, like, how do I go about doing anything now? Like, musically, even just like, you know, not involving my music at all. Just like, you know, I had to find a job, because I wasn't working for a little while. I was like really, really focused on music, and I was kind of expecting, you know, my music to be funding me. A lot of stuff happened, and then I had to make a lot of adjustments, which led me to making a lot of newer music. I realized I didn't have so much catalog, just the way that things were going, it wasn't like, I don't know, it just wasn't working. And when it fell apart, I had to just rebuild everything. I had to rebuild my life, my music life. And it took me a lot of, like, that's what I mean, I'm in this preparation stage. So right now I have a lot of newer material in the works, but it took me like a little bit to even get started on it. So that's why I'm a little like held back, but I'm finally kind of like getting, you know, everything together. But I have about, I think like 13 or 14 new tracks. I'm looking at, I have like a little list on my board here.
Nice.
But I don't have like a tour or anything planned yet. I definitely am going to try to do some shows. I'm always thinking about shows in the summertime. But in the meantime, I'm just creating, I'm writing. I was working on a song before we got started here. And yeah, a lot of sad stuff. You'll definitely hear like what I went through a little bit, like mentally, in the newer music. So you'll, yeah, a lot of people will maybe understand a little more of like my situation. Cause I feel like I like let a lot of fans down in a way, but it wasn't really my fault.
Yeah, man. You know, society kind of teaches everyone to have their shit together like all the time. I think that's bullshit. We can have tough days too, man. Like we don't have to have it all figured out right away.
Right.
And good for you to be open about that and like figure out taking care of yourself first before continuing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a process.
It really is. Yeah. Like, I mean, making music in general is a huge like process. It's not easy, you know? There was times where I wanted to, you know, write a song and I just like literally couldn't think of anything at all because my mind wasn't even like in the right space to make music. I had to find that like inspiration again because of how like whatever happened, it just like I needed to like just mentally prepare myself to just like, I don't know, do whatever I needed to get right, and then I'll make music after that. So but yeah, I'm really excited for the new music. It's great.
I'm sure it's going to turn out really good. Yeah, man. And I've learned that too. Like I can resonate with you. If we force things, it usually may not turn out the way we want it to be. So it's just kind of naturally letting it flow. And I believe everything's on time with that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Timing, like, you know, I think timing is everything for sure.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to come, I want to end the episode today and just say this. I want to say, dude, you're extremely talented. And you have a bright future. And thing I also want to say is like you knowing like who's been there since day one is huge. And it's important to never forget that. But like, I want to let you know, just keep going. And I love that you take good care of yourself outside of the music. And that's what comes first, right? But everything's on time. And I believe that you're going to get to where you want to be. And I believe you will be on a track with Biebs. That's
thank you, bro. I hope so.
I got you, bro. Well, thank you for jumping on. And I advise everyone that's listening right now to go to Jervs's Spotify. You're on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube, yeah?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And then on Instagram too to follow with updates and new music and all that.
Jervs Official on Instagram, and then just Jervs on everything else.
Yeah, baby. Well, hey, keep going, man. And I truly appreciate the time with you. You have great energy. And yeah, man, just keep going. Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you're ever in Cali, you got to let me know.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know. So you're from Cali?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I was wondering. I was like, because you asked me if it was Eastern time or Pacific. And then I was like, oh, he's definitely not from like around here then. I just didn't know. But that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm on the other coast. But yeah, we got the best of both worlds, don't we? On each end.
Yeah, yes, man. We do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anytime. You come out, have a little fun, and yeah, man. Had a all good right. time talking to you today.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
Never doubt a thing that I do. I shouldn't have to promise that I love you. I know you feel the truth. We have the same heart.
We have the same heart.
Been with you every day. Feels like the start. When I first met you. You. No, I don't think that we met in the past life. It's a fact that we did. Watch you driving down my street, yeah. Lights and I were dancing from the window. Seen you laughing, feel the rush. Always happens, you're enough. Did I mention that? Girl, you already know. I want you forever, need you forever. Oh, yeah, I want you forever, need you forever. You collecting roses that I gave you even after they die. And I don't need a smoke, I've been high since I met you. You got pretty rings that I love on your fingers. I like your taste, baby, you know I like that. There's only one more that you need. Cause love like this you don't find again. Found one out of those billions. Lost myself in your excellence. Meeting you was no accident. No, I won't find this love again. I've never been so sure of how our lives unfold. It couldn't be more perfect. No, I don't think that we met in the past life. It's a fact that we did. And I know that I want this for life. I watch you driving down my street, yeah. Lights and I were dancing from the window. Seen you laughing, feel the rush, always happens. You're enough, did I mention that? Girl, you already know. I want you forever, need you forever. Oh, yeah, I want you forever, need you forever. Oh, yeah. I want you forever, need you forever. Yeah, I want you forever, need you forever.